These are Hamisha Gul's children and grandchildren. A year ago, there were 10, but three of them lost their lives in an explosion that also seriously hurt their other siblings and cousins. It was a spring morning of April 2018. These kids were on their way to school when they spotted a shiny metallic object, which in fact was an unexploded rocket, a very common sight in Jalalabad and the rest of Afghanistan, since years of war have left the country dotted with landmines and unexploded bombs. Not realizing the danger they were facing, these curious kids picked up the weapon and took it to show to an older relative. And it went off.
On that day, we went early morning. After the explosion, four of my family members were martyred and seven others were wounded.
The survivors all lost a limb.
When the explosion took place, I tried to stand up and go home. But when I tried to walk, I noticed I didn't have my leg.
And now, more than a year on, they're still struggling to adapt to this new reality.
I feel very sad when I see other girls walk towards the school and I cannot walk like them.
What happened to Gul's family was not just an isolated incident. The problem runs much deeper. In 2018 alone, more than 900 children were killed in Afghanistan's conflict, and many more received lifelong wounds.
This war has made our lives bitter. Sometimes we think to leave our house and go somewhere else, but we cannot afford to leave this area and live in another house. All we have here is this house, that's all.
Afghanistan's war is in its 18th year, and there does not seem to be an immediate end to the hostilities. So, landmines and unexploded weapons are still actively threatening the lives of innocent children who have absolutely nothing to do with this war or any other conflicts anywhere around the world. All they might ask for is a family to sit around to eat and two legs to run on.
After losing one of my legs, I am not happy in my life anymore.